Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, CDs, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when all these vinyl records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into, like, cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these cubbyholes to grab records from, and I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining digits represent the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to one of our early racks, and it's the years 1971 and 72. And we're going to start off with an interesting group. It's a group, but it's basically a duo. It's a group called 60 Million Buffalo. It was formed by Judy Roderick in collaboration with a guy by the name of Bill Ashford out in Colorado. This was their only album they put out as 60 Million Buffalo, but it was produced by a pretty cool producer, Bill Zimzik. You may remember him from doing a lot of the Eagles records. I was reading online about this Judy Roderick, and it said on the All Music listener is one of the finest white female blues singers of the 60s. So we're going to listen to their take on sort of a classic old tune. Instead of Man of Constant Sorrow, here's a song by 60 Million Buffalo called Made of Constant Sorrow, right now on Random Draw.
listening to the people fighting next floor down, trying to find fresh air. Oh, I gotta get away and get some country sun. Look to the sky, the stars are out of sight, hidden by the cloud of the city's mind. Hear the sirens blowing all over town. Well, now I gotta get away and get some country sound. Take it slow and take it easy.
was Gramercy by C-Train, and before that we heard the group Lighthouse with their song Take It Slow, and we started the show off today with the group 60 Million Buffalo and their song Made of Constant Sorrow, and that was off of their album Nevada Jukebox on Atco Records, so there you go. All right, so Lighthouse. Now, they're sort of a fusion group from Toronto, Canada, and they were formed in 1969. Now, again, I've never really heard of them, but they were huge successes in Canada, and they won the Juno Award for Best Canadian Group in 1972, 73, and 74. They were also invited to play Woodstock in 69, but they turned it down. So that's probably why I never heard of them. Now, the album that this song came off of, it's an album called Thoughts of Moving on Evolution Records. The album went to number 11 in Canada, only went to number 157 here in the U.S., and the single did about the same. It went to number 12 in Canada, but it did better in the U.S. by hitting number 64, so that was Lighthouse with their song Take It Slow. All right, and then we heard from C-Train and their song Gramercy. Now, again, they're kind of a fusion group, the very similar jazz rock band formed in Marin County, California, but then they moved over to Marblehead, Massachusetts. So there you go. The band came out of the ashes of another band that we've played on the show before called Blues Project. In 1969, a couple of the members joined up with some other people and formed C-Train. They stuck around for a few years. They recorded four albums before breaking up. Now, this particular album that we're playing, it's an album called Marblehead Messenger. So there you go. That's how it proves they're from Marblehead, and it's on EMI Records. And this album here, if you pull it out, it's on EMI Capitol Records. And when it's on Capitol, the most famous group I know on Capitol was the Beatles. Who was their producer? George Martin. Who produced this album? That's right, George Martin. There you go. He produced this album. He also produced their second album. I believe that was just called C-Train. And this was catalog number 71-71 here at WTBR. So that was C-Train with Marblehead Messenger. All right, we're going to shift gears now and listen to some female artists, and we're going to start with one of the best of all time, and that's Aretha Franklin. And we're going to play a track off of her absolutely tremendous album called Young, Gifted, and Black. It's a cover song. It's a cover song of an Elton John tune called Border Song. It's listed here on her album as Border Song, parentheses, Holy Moses. And again, this is that song was taken from Elton John's self-titled album from 1970, so this is just a couple years later. This album of hers, Young, Gifted, and Black, was her 18th studio album, and it peaked at number 11 on the charts. It's on Atlantic Records, catalog number 72-45 here at WTBR, and it's been long considered one of her best albums by critics and fans alike, and it still appears on many of the greatest albums of all time charts, so there you go. So here is Aretha Franklin right now with Border Song on Random Draw.
Now the wind has changed direction. I think can never know about the days to come. But we think about them anyway. And I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day. Anticipation.
Of course, that was Carly Simon with Anticipation. And before that, we heard from Shy Coltrane and her hit song Thunder and Lightning. And we started off this trio of tremendous female artists with Aretha Franklin and her cover version of the Elton John song Border Song. Now, Shy Coltrane was releasing her debut album in 1972 as a self-titled album on Columbia Records, catalog number 72-68 here at WTBR. And she was a rock singer from Chicago. Now, this album only went up to number 148 in the U.S., but the single that I played for you, Thunder and Lightning, did much better. It hit number 17 on the charts, and it was her biggest hit of her entire career. Features some, I'm just looking at the back credits here. You got Jim Gordon and Ronnie Tutt on drums. On the album. Those are two of my favorite drummers in that era. Jim Gordon was famous for being on Derek and the Dominoes, and Ron Tutt was Elvis's drummer. He also appeared on, I believe, the Piano Man album for Billy Joel. So there you go. That was Shy Coltrane with Thunder and Lightning. And we closed out that trio of female artists with Carly Simon and Anticipation, which was taken from the album called Anticipation, catalog number 71-63 here on Elektra Records. This was her second album, and it rose to number 30 here in the U.S. Her next album in 1972, No Secrets, that's the album that would put her over the top to international stardom. The single I played for Anticipation went to number 13 on the Hot 100 and made it all the way to number 3 on the Adult Contemporary charts. So this daughter of the Simon & Schuster publishing house giant would continue to make albums and singles right up until today. Everyone knows Carly Simon now. And that was her smash hit, Anticipation. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a moment to hear some more great music from the years 1971 and 1972. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television, see it all, decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Ah! And we are back here on Random Draw. As you heard from the PSA a little while ago, remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. You can also visit our station's website at WTBRFM.com to get the podcast, get the full schedule of programming. You can submit your own idea for a show, and there's a giant button that says donate. We more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the records spinning. All right, let's jump back into the music, and we're going to switch gears again, and this time we're going to go over into the blues a little bit. We're going to listen to the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Now, 1972, they were pretty much already all done and broken up by that point, but their record label, Elektra, was putting out a double-disc greatest hits collection called Golden Butter, the best of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. This is a Chicago-based band who not only featured Paul Butterfield, but also had Mike Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop in the group, and we're going to listen to two tracks from them because they're a little shorter and we got the time and what the heck. The founding six members of the band were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. And this particular album, these particular songs I'm going to play for, I'm going to play a double set right in a row. Born in Chicago and Shake Your Money Maker, they were the two first tracks on their debut album, their self-titled debut album in 1965, which was produced by Paul Rothchild, who you may know produced pretty much all the Doors stuff and Janis Joplin's Pearl album. So here you go. Here's the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Born in Chicago and Shake Your Money Maker right now on Random Draw.
Well, my father told me, son, you had better get it done. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old.
Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy. When I was 21 years of age. Well, my second friend went down when I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy. He got brave. Someone left to play the game. Well, now rules are all right if there's someone left to play the game. All my friends are going and things just don't seem the same. Oh, things just don't seem the same, babe.
All right, that was John Congos. They just listed as Congos on the album, but John Congos with Takalashi Man. And before that, we heard J.J. Cale with Call Me the Breeze. And we opened up the second half of the show with a double shot from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. That J.J. Cale song is taken from his debut album called Naturally, Naturally J.J. Cale. This is a very influential singer-songwriter who originated something called the Tulsa Sound, which is a mix of country, rock, blues, swamp music, whatever you want to call it. But that's why I guess is why there's always Tulsa time. That's what it sounds like, J.J. Cale, because J.J. Cale wrote a lot of songs that Eric Clapton covered, and Eric Clapton even did a cover tribute album when after J.J. Cale passed away, but certainly his songs After Midnight, that sort of thing. And the song I played for you, Call Me the Breeze, would obviously later become a bigger hit for Lynyrd Skynyrd. So there you go. This was, like I said, J.J. Cale with Call Me the Breeze. And we closed out that set of music with John Congos, who had his song Takalashi Man. that's a great name. He's a South African singer-songwriter who was putting out his second album, just called Congos, in 1972. The album went into the top 30 over in the UK, and this single went all the way up to number 4 overseas. He would later go on to, if you ever look up the credits, to Def Leppard's Pyromania. He was the guy that programmed the Fairlight CMI synthesizer. So there you go. He's probably best known now. His four sons would later form a band called Congos, and they'd have a massive hit in 2012 with a song called Come With Me Now. So again, that was Takalashi Man from John Congos off of his 1972 album. It's catalog number 7208 here at WTBR. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks. We're going to start off with a well-known group from the 1970s, and that's Three Dog Night, a band from LA that would go on to have 8 top 40 albums and 21 straight top 40 singles between 1969 and 1975. This particular album I'm taking a song from is another album called Naturally. That's the second album that we've played Natural that's been called Naturally. They would climb to number 14, but the single I'm going to play for you would be the second of 3 number one hits for the band. So here's Three Dog Night right now with the song Joy to the World right now on Random Draw.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing joy to the world. All aboard.
what's understood. This running around life ain't doing me no good. I get tired, get so tired of paying dues. But it seems there ain't no way around it, no end to running blues. But I like to have my fun, like to run around, and I ain't no stranger to nobody's town. But I get tired, get so tired of changing views, and the road don't get no shorter, running round and running blue. Well, this running round life might seem nice and easy, but when you're blown with the wind, sometimes it get real breezy. Man gets tired. I feel like I was born to lose, and there ain't no way around it, no way around the running blue.
Blue.
Steve Miller Band with Living in the USA. Before that, we heard the Boss Skaggs Band and the Running Blue. And before that, we heard Three Dog Night and Joy to the World. That Boss Skaggs song was taken from his fourth album called Boss Skaggs and Band, which was released 1971 on Columbia Records. It's catalog number 71-97 here at WTBR. The album would only climb to 198, and he wouldn't have his bigger success until later in the 70s, of course, when he had all of his big hit singles. Now, the connection to that song and the last song I played of the show was Boss Skaggs was a member of the Steve Miller Band, which I just played for you, Living in the USA. I played I played that song off of a two-disc greatest hits collection called Steve Miller Band Anthology that his record label was putting out in 1972. Catalog number 72-23, which pulled songs from his first seven albums. And the song I played for you was on their second album called Sailor, which was the last one that featured Boss Skaggs in the band. The song went to number 94 in the Hot 100, and the album went to 24. This compilation album I took it from reached number 56 on the charts and was released about a year before his big breakout album, The Joker. That was Steve Miller Band with Living in the USA. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.